The year of the ox is almost over. I was born in the year of the ox. The fireworks and dogs of fear, indistinguishable from dragons, dance next for the year of the tiger. My daughter was born in the year of the tiger. My element is earth and hers is fire. I plough my furrow heavily and fruitfully, and my seldom rage is that of the earth, like an earthquake, sudden and efficiently gutting. She is full of lovely litheness and protection. Next year I will still plough slowly, heavily. She will circle in shadow through our soul's village, creating safety. The prophet Isaiah I read as a girl said that where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increases by the strength of the ox, which seemed true but also amusing. Homer and Joyce were preoccupied by mythic oxen of the sun. I am an old ox of the moon. From mist grits my furrow forms at night and ploughs easiest in candid unmythical moonlight, where her eyes flare moonlike in the branches quick and slow, and hers seems every shadow, every claw of this new sharp oxhorn moon. For Obama, the nature of the ox suggests possible salvation. One can't pretend long to be the tiger without a certain slink and spring he is lacking, but the ox can seem soft and slow, quite dreamy, and still feed the soul's village, resting moon-silent with tucked-in limbs, although powerfully inhabited by shadows. Certainly Obama convinces he can kill. As an ox, I am lying on straw and watching straw lying. That former British foreign minister at a hearing says the US Republican Party felt trauma at losing the pro-Israeli vote when Bush Sr. withdrew financial support from Israel, that Blair bargained Britain's support for the Iraq invasion to gain a tougher anti-Israel position and lost. As an ox, I am a machine of memories. No road map is enough to cope with shifting but stagnant mud. The ox wakes and unbends her strong knees that snap like rifles, moves along her furrow with a firm step, then a neutral one in a digital pattern. I am then trochee, a digit and a cipher, pattern of poetry. Asked to speak at the Sydney Writers' Festival on poetry's survival in this time of digital technology, I explained that poetry is digital technology. Its history is digital, its form finger disparate but communicated by the binary. Analog technology flows and is prose, but poetry is disparate concepts combined in binary structure. Stress and stress. I am trochee, alternating syllables, stanzas, letters, space. It was the first form of digital technology, hence its importance in early societies, oral then spoken, its varied manifestation of the binary, the essence of mnemonic technique. Memory essential to human identity and clearly in nature digital and binary. The ox, a trifle ungainly, defines the furrow, stops, snorts a prism of living vapour, more warm than dawn, which is many crystal azures, like blood within the body. The binary tiger's long furrow is the horizon, breathing moon there, breathing sun.